The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us with a Christmas warning in relation to all of those Christmas gifts that you're hiding somewhere than under the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I don't want to sound downbeat, Matt, and I put a tweet out there using a picture of a burglar trying to break in through a French door with a jemmy to force open the door, and people are saying, oh, you're frightening us. But if a frightening
didn't look like Santa Claus anyway.
Certainly wasn't. And if it's frightening people into being careful, be careful, because there is always a huge spike in burglaries around this time of year because houses are full of gifts and easy to get out, mobile phones, iPads, etc. And even in winter, there's a 36% increase in break-ins. Overall, we're seeing a fall in break-ins in this country, according to the Garda stats. But this is a prime time for break-ins. And, you know, the average value of goods stolen, €600. That is a hell of a big amount of money.
What sort of things are popular at present? Is it the sort of small pocketable items like a phone?
Well, yeah, they're very popular, Matt. But look, the two big ones are always cash and jewellery. They're the ones they always want. I mean, my mother had all her jewellery stolen once. And that, I mean, this is personal stuff. That's a violation if you get stuff stolen like that. You know, Mario Rosenstock was only talking during the week about how his family were downstairs and the upstairs of his house was burgled within 5-6 minutes and just cleaned out, and it felt like a violation for them. It is an awful thing to happen to people. So we just need to be super conscious of it, particularly this time of year. And just make sure that you put stuff somewhere safe. You mentioned putting presents around the tree. Well, you know, you can have boxes around the tree, fill them with nothing. But if you know the way people are trying to hide presents they have ready for Christmas, put them in the attic. I think is the best place is the attic. A burglar won't want to risk getting stuck in the attic, and they may not have ready access to a ladder. I mean, you know, often to get into my attic anyway, you need a ladder, and it's not obviously near the attic. But that is a good place to put stuff.
What about post-Christmas? One thing I'd always be careful about is, you know, if you have wrapping and boxes of goodies, that if you put them in the bin out the front or whatever, that people will see stuff like sort of big, if you had a television or something. Mm. Now, maybe televisions don't get stolen anymore. They're too big to be lugging out of the house.
No, they do. If you have a box that says flat screen TV on it, it's advertising the fact that you've just got a new flat screen TV. So you're absolutely right, Matt. Think in terms of how a burglar would think. If you're kind of looking at a house afresh and you see there's no lights on, the alarm is probably not on, and there's obviously nobody there because there's no car in the driveway, and yet there's a big box outside the front which says flat screen TV or whatever. That is just an invitation to a burglar. They can get in minutes.
But I mean, it's Mario's dreadful experience, something that actually we've shared in our, at home as well. You can be at home when the burglars break in. I mean, it can be in the small hours or whatever. And if you don't have your alarm on at night, and then, even though you're there, does that affect your insurance?
No, the key one is when you go out and don't have the alarm on, Matt. I mean, that is a real problem. I mean, particularly the school run. You know, burglars are pretty common when people nip out for a few minutes in the morning, and most of them happen in the afternoon between 5 and 10. But, you know, people just nip out for a few minutes maybe to pick up kids from school. They don't think or haven't got time to put on, or in a hurry. They don't put on the alarm, maybe leave a door unlocked at the back.
Does that void your insurance cover?
Technically it does, yeah. And as we know, insurance contracts are very much written in favour of the insurance companies. Now, that is changing. There's a new bill going through, being pushed through by Pearse Doherty of Sinn Féin. But they technically can say to you, hold on a minute, you got a discount based on the fact that you have a burglar alarm. Part of the deal here is that you used the burglar alarm. You were out of the house. It was unoccupied. You didn't have the burglary alarm on. We won't pay. Now, what happens in practice, I was talking to Jonathan Hare of Cover and a Click. He says mainly they will pay out. They will pay out, but they will try and negotiate you down, so they won't pay the full amount. So you might have €500 worth of stuff stolen, and the insurance company is saying, you didn't have the alarm on, we're only paying you €500. So you need to be terribly conscious of that. Put it on even if you're going out for 10 minutes. It's a condition of your insurance if you know, you're getting a discount based on it.
But make sure your doors and windows are locked as well.
Yeah, listen, Matt, they're not break-ins, most of these things. They're mainly people getting into the back, at the rear. Something like 28% of break-ins are through an unsecured window at the back, or probably a French door or a side door that isn't locked. They often get in through the front, but it's I mean, it's quite often it's just people forgetting or not checking. You have to become absolutely obsessive and security conscious. You have to turn into your dad. My dad used to go around at night checking, locking everything, double checking everything. You have to do that. You really need to do that and make sure that, you know, whoever's the last to go to bed locks up.
Andy, I don't know, when this programme has talked a lot about home security issues as well. Things like having automatic lights coming on maybe in the garden, sensor lights,
yeah,
having a sort of remote control to turn on the lights if you're away from home,
yeah,
at night time, those sort of things. Do, yeah, you get any support from the insurance companies financially for investing in things like that?
Well, you may get a discount, but I tell you what, Matt, there was a fascinating interview with two burglars in the Irish Times this week. Where Conor Lally did an interview with burglars, and they actually said they don't go to houses in Dalkey or expensive areas in South Dublin like that, because they tend to be too heavily secured. There's alarms, there's lights, there's bells, there's even a kind of, you know, these doorbells which have a camera on them. So they tend not to go to those kind of houses. So it is worth investing in that kind of thing, because the burglars don't like that kind of a house. So, you know, definitely think along those lines. The simplest one is, if you're not in, have a timer with the lights going on, or just leave a light on. You know, a dark house is a sure indication that there's nobody there. No car, no lights on. You're screaming at a burglar saying, steal me, rob me, break in here.
Is there an argument to leave a small amount of cash in a very visible place, so that if somebody does break in, they say, well, look, there's 50 euro, whatever, right beside the sink in the kitchen. I'll just take that and go, rather than risking the time of spending looking for other things.
Yeah, that's a fair point, you know. And, you know, and also, you know, you don't want, the last thing you want is a confrontation with these guys. You do not want them attacking you. You do not want to, you know, end up having a physical fight with them where they come back and try and get you and, you know, even it up. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, the loss of a few bob is better than, you know, them ransacking your house or confronting and insulting somebody.
Should you hide your keys at night for the car, yeah, keys? Because there are people who say, again, leave them out, because if somebody's already in your house and if they're looking to find your keys for the car, let them take it rather than having come to your bedroom and demanding from you, where have you kept your keys?
Yeah, I've heard that argument too as well, Matt, and it's a fair point, you know. But look, one thing you can do is make sure that they can't just fish them out through your letterbox. Something like 200 keys a year are fished out through letterboxes. So, you know, don't leave them near the front of the house or near the front door. At the very least, you know, if they are going to break in, that's a different matter. But, I mean, don't have them trying to get them from the outside of the house, as it were.
Charlie Weston, thank you very much, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, but for with us here on The Last Word at TFM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.